Now, I don't know whether she's done any other interviews. What do you make of her going on Today FM?
Well, it's obviously a youth audience, isn't it? It's a softer audience. She's clearly chosen that market as opposed to perhaps coming on here or speaking to AM talkback radio. So, yeah, it's a youth market and it's a softer grilling, if you like.
Nikki?
She's speaking to those people and they're the future. And they see her differently to a lot of the white males who run a lot of the press in this country.
Oh, Nikki.
But I do feel that there's a disconnect between opinion pieces, what is reported,
her performance yesterday
was completely lost in all the commentary of today.
White males, you lost me at white males.
Really?
Why did you say that?
Really?
It's silly.
Really, because I think she is a woman who is different from the standard stereotype of what a woman is meant to be. That's threatening. Men don't like that. They want to crush that. They want her
that
to conform.
That is not true. That is not true.
That's my opinion, Carl, and I'm entitled to it.
You are entitled to it, but you need to take that back. It's
I
not true.
Absolutely will not. I'll fight you in the car park afterwards.
I think that's a massive generalisation because, I mean, you look across the board, she's not popular.
Carl, she's not popular with women. She's very galvanising to a lot of women and to a lot of younger women.
Elderly Australia. She's not popular with anyone.
I can't believe you have said that.
She's not, though.
That she's not popular with anyone. There is an extraordinary amount of women out there who look at a woman like her and say, she gets things done. She is leading our country. She has defeated Kevin Rudd 3 times.
That's because
over
he's
the past
soft.
Couple of years.
He didn't even run yesterday.
She is Machiavellian and she has outfoxed all the blokes. Look at Crean. I mean, he's gone now. I think it's extraordinary what she has achieved as a woman. And for a lot of women, Carl, and sorry, I adore you, but you can't speak for us.